I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, my heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you and I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. And so, God, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise in our heart, praise on our lips, praise deep down within our souls to magnify and glorify the awesome God that we serve. Thank you for another day, God, that you have blessed us to be able to see with a mind to say yes to your will, God, with the will, God, to follow after you, oh God, and to obey your God, and with the humility, God, to surrender to your will and to surrender to your way, God. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. I thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength this morning. God, I thank you for allowing me to rise this morning in my right mind. I thank you for protection, God, from danger seen and unseen, God. And I thank you, God, for giving me a good night's rest last night, God. You protected me from everything that I could not see. And you allowed me to sleep peacefully, God, because my trust is in you, Lord, and my trust is not in man. I thank you, God, that I don't have to rely upon my own self, but that I rely solely upon you. Because I fail me, God. I come short of my own glory. God, I come short of my own expectations. Oh, God, but when I press past me, God, and I press towards that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, when I look to be holy and I anticipate and I expect to be acceptable, God, and when I submit myself to you, God, you take me far above my expectation, God, and you do exceeding abundantly above all in me, God, that I can ever ask or think. God, continue to work your power
power in me, Lord. Holy Ghost, come tomorrow and have your way. Reign in this mortal flesh and sanctify me, Holy God, that I may give you the glory out of my life, God, this day, that I may walk, oh God, by faith and not by sight, and that I may be pleasing to you, Lord, on this day, God. Another day that you have made, God, and another day is destined, God, for victory, God. Another day that you have made, God, and another day, God, that you know my expected end. Another day, God, that you have made, and another day, God, I can walk, oh God, and under your anointing, and I can walk in confidence, Lord, I can walk in favor, God, and I can walk in my time and season of breakthrough, God. I thank you, God, because I'm not like I used to be, but God, you turned me around, God. You woke me up, oh God, and you washed me and cleansed me, God, and you allowed me to see just who you are, an awesome God, a mighty God, and I thank you, Lord, because it took a lot, God, oh God, for you to wash me and it took a lot, God, to take me out of darkness and bring me into your marvelous light. And what you did, God, you paid a perfect sacrifice so that I might be reclaimed by you, God. I want to say thank you because I'm not here on my own, God. I'm not here, God, because of my own works, God. I'm not here, God, because of the deeds I've done. But I'm here, God, only by your grace, God. I'm here, God, today only because of your faithfulness. God, I'm here, God, only because of your love, God. And I want to say thank you, God, with all of my heart, with all of my mind, and with all of my soul, God, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, oh, God, I know that I would not be where I'm at today. And so, God, with gratefulness in my heart, thanksgiving in my soul, oh, God, and praise on my lips, God, I say thank you. You're worthy to be praised just because of all that you are and just because of all that you have done. Words cannot even express my complete gratitude, and words cannot even be manufactured to proclaim and express how great you are, oh God. But with my limited vocabulary, God, I give you what we call as the highest praise, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your wonderful name. God, there's nobody like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are awesome, God. No one compares to you. You are magnificent in everything that you do, and you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified, and you're worthy to be glorified. All the glory, God, and all the honor and all the praise, it belongs to thee. And I endeavor, God, today to make sure that you are the only person that gets my praise and my adoration, God. Help me to put subjection, Lord. Oh, God, and cast the devil out of our minds, Lord. We plead the blood even now, God, that you will wash us and make us whole and create in us a clean heart, Lord, and my spirit. Us, God, that we may walk holy, God, today, that we may walk worthy of our calling today, that we may make your name glorious, oh God, today, oh God, and make your name pleasing, God, that we may draw someone in, God, because with loving kindness, God, you draw, and so with loving kindness, God, you expect us to draw as well, God, and we want to fulfill our purpose and the plan that you have for our lives today. We don't want to fail. No matter what we may have done yesterday or what may have occurred in our lives last week, God, today is a brand new day, God. And so we can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing, God, because you made the day just for me, a day of purpose and a day of promise, a day of victory, God, and a day of overcoming, a day of breakthrough and a day of life, God. And so I speak life unto everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now in the name of Jesus, that you might get the glory out of us today. We are coming together this morning in corporate prayer, in corporate worship, oh God, to magnify you and to offer you a sacrifice, God. Oh God, let this time of prayer be a time of commitment, God, a time of restoration, a time of revival, God, and a time of renewal, God. As we prepare ourselves for the day, oh God, let it be a day, oh God, a time where we receive guidance. Let it be a time where we receive instruction. Oh God, when you breathe wisdom into us and you breathe light into us, oh God, for the day, God. Oh God, because there will be many obstacles, tribulations, God, as you say, trials and tribulations, God, that may come our way. But God, no matter what the enemy may try to form or shape up against us, those weapons, they won't prosper. They may form, they may come up, they may build holes, God, or dig holes, but they won't be victorious. They won't overcome us. They won't overwhelm us. They won't, God, overtake us, but we have God today. Oh God, so shape us and mold us. Oh God, to be the instruments that you desire for us to be today. Whether it's an instrument of praise, God, let us sing, oh God, for your goodness, God, and sing for your glory, God. Oh God, in spirit and in truth, God. Whether it's to be a witness, God, let us let our light so shine that men might see our good works, but give you the glory and the honor and the praise, God. If it's just to stand, God, if it's for us, Stand upon your promises, God. Stand upon your word, God. So that your word, God, may be manifest in us. Oh, God, and that you might get the glory. Whatever it is that you have for us to do today, God, help us to do it with excellence, with dignity, with holiness in mind. To be righteous, God, to be pleasing to you. Whatever it is, God, that you have for us to do today, let us fulfill the purpose. Let us fulfill the plan, God, and let your will be done, oh, God, in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, because you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. Prayer always changes things. God, we must seek you first in everything that we do, God. And when we come together in the morning, God, whether it's at 7 a.m., God, or 5:30 a.m., oh, God, it's to get your direction, God. It's to commune with you. It's to tap into you, Lord, because as long as we remain connected to the vine, God, we'll have everything that we need and more. Oh, God, we don't have to worry, oh, God, in well-doing. We don't have to fret because of evildoers, God. We don't have to be concerned, oh, God, about the fiery darts, oh, God, of the wicked or the fiery trials that come in our lives, God. But we have the victory, God, today. We have, oh, God, the power, God, today. We have you, God, on our side, oh, God, and as long as you, as greater is he that is within us than he that is within the world. So we have everything that we need to be victorious today. Help us to let our light shine. Help us to tell someone about the goodness of Jesus today. Help us to let someone know that Jesus still saves, that he still delivers, and that he still sets free, God. Help us to breathe life into someone that is discouraged today, God. Help us and give us the words, oh, God, to speak life into someone, God, that is ready to give up hope, Lord, and throw in the towel, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to not get caught up in frivolous and foolishness things, oh, God, foolish things, in the mighty name of Jesus. But help us to speak words of life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them be few, oh, God, and tinged with salt, God, tinged with your glory, God, tinged with your honor, God. Help us, Lord, today, oh, God, to be magnificently glorious in your eyesight today. Oh, God, and I know that may be something grand, but it's possible because all things are possible, hallelujah, if we just only believe, God. Breathe life into our faith, oh, God, today, that we'll take you out of the box in the mighty name of Jesus to be able to see, God, the invisible and believe, God, the impossible, God. I want reckless faith, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, to see you manifest your wonder-working power in my life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, whether it's healing, God, allow me to be a conduit or a vessel to heal someone today, not by my power that I might get the glory, but that you might get the glory, God, today. Oh, God, help me, Lord, today. Oh, God, to lead someone to Christ, Lord, today, not that I might get the glory, but that you might get all the glory and the honor and the praise, God. Help me to be magnificent for you, God, today. Reckless faith, believing everything that you have promised for me in your word. Because your promises are yea and amen. And we need your glory, God, today. We need your power. Honor our sacrifice. Honor our commitment. Use us for your glory, God, today. And help us, Lord, to do an honest introspection, God. Inspection, God, of ourselves. Oh, God, today that we might not be offline, Lord. Last night we talked about in Bible study that any degree of being out of your will or offline with you can lead us to a point of destitute and failure, Lord. But, God, get us back in line with you. Shine your light in us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may not be off one step or one degree or one tittle or one, God, anything that's offline with you. Get us in line with you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because straight is the pathway to you, God. Straight is the way of holiness, God, and we want to be straight in line with you, God. So shine your light in us right now, God, and if there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, we pray that you would purge us right now, God, and cast it out of us right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. What can wash away all of my sins? Nothing but the blood. So God, cleanse us in the blood right now, God. Wash us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, and help us, God, oh God, to see, God, what you have in store for us, and to see, God, what's hindering us from getting to where you have destined for us to go. Lord, I want to get all the fullness of the rewards and the blessings that you have for me. So God, help me to line up with you, my thoughts to line up with you, my ways to line up with you, my actions, my desires my dreams, my aspirations, my wants. God, I want them to line up with your will, God, so that I might be pleasing to you, God, and I may get or receive or obtain the desires of my heart, God, because they'll be in your will and according to your will. Do it for your glory, God, today. God, we want to be honorable vessels, vessels of honor, God, this morning, that you might get the glory out of us on our jobs, that you might get the glory out of us in our homes, that you might get the glory out of us as we work, make our way to work on the bus, on the metro, in cars, however we may get there, that we may bring glory to you, that you might get the glory out of us at school, whatever we are led to do or go today. For you know the thoughts and the plans that you have for me. God, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give me expected end or anticipated hope. God, that's what you do. You bring confidence. You bring stability. You bring reassurance, God, that no matter what may be going on around us, God, I can overcome. No matter what may be blowing in our lives, I have the victory. No matter what the devil tries to throw my way, his weapons, they won't be able to prosper against me. Because of your word and because of who you are, God, I already know I have victory today. And for that, God, for some of us, that is a breakthrough. Oh, God, breaking past the limitations that our mind places on us. Oh, God, breaking past the can't that we say that we can't do this or we can't do this. Oh, God, but you said in your word that I can do all things. Nothing is impossible, Lord. Jesus said if we just only believe, we are heads and we're not the tails. We are the lenders. We're no longer the borrowers. Oh, God, we are above. We're no longer beneath because we belong to you. And we trust your word, and we walk promises on this day. We pray for family sick. Oh, God, we pray for those that we had on our prayer list last night. God, you know the names. Little John, God, he's not little anymore. We pray that you work out, oh, God, the things, the situation in this life, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. We want healing in the mind, body, and soul for Monique, God. You know what's needed, God. We intercede on her behalf, Lord. We pray, God, for the Coulter family, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we plead the blood even right now, God. That for those that we've called on their names, God, that you would turn their situations around, not for our glory, God, but that you get the glory. I pray for comfort for the White family, Lord, the Williams family, Lord, the Long family, those that have recently bereaved, loved ones have gone, or those that are in bereavement, Lord. You know the desires of our heart, God, and you know, God, what's best for us, Lord. And so we put our trust and we put our hope in you, God, today, this day that you have made, a day of victory and a day of promise. Have your way. Lead, God, and direct us, God. Grant us wisdom. Grant us strength. God, bless us today. Oh, God, everything that we need, God, to be victorious and walk under your anointing and make your name glorious and proud today. Help us, Lord, today. Lead us through everything that we may go through. Oh, God, and we know that you can, and we know that you will, because your word says that it's so. Bless your people even now. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.